let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
And happy Saturday morning. So I have a little note here that says, let's not have a taxing weekend. But it is a taxing weekend, but it's a full weekend, Anita. I've got Anita Nelson here from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. She is our Home Show Garden Pro expert this morning. And you have got a fun event coming up tonight.
We do. We have our Sip and Stroll. This will be our second annual one.
Yes.
We'll have live music. We'll have a chartreuse. How do you say that word?
Oh, yes. Chartreuse.
Chartreuse
anyway,
board.
A cheese board.
A cheese board. Yeah. Or d'oeuvres, as my generation calls
right.
it.
That's right. Appetizers.
Yes. And it may rain, but I don't think it will. And
yeah.
if it's just a little sprinkle, who cares? We're gardeners.
Right,
yes.
right. We go with the weather. And it doesn't look like it's going to, you know, there's not a huge storm coming in.
No.
So,
no.
you know, we can handle it.
Just a chance.
Right. And it, I don't know, there's that smell when it just spitters.
It,
you know,
yes.
it's just, it's that nice, natural, it's like it's, you know, the plants are happier, definitely, with Mother Nature's water.
Yes.
They prefer that over my hose water for sure.
Absolutely, they do.
Well, I am so glad to have you on the show. And if you are just tuning in this morning, good morning to everybody. And this is Home Show Garden Pros. And you are listening to Sports Radio 610. And we talk about the sport of gardening, which it really is. I can feel it this week, Anita.
Can you?
I need some pats on the back from you.
Uh-huh.
Because I have really been doing some manual labor out there.
I saw some pictures on Facebook.
Well, those are pretty results of what Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens has
Aww.
Helped me do in the backyard. Mm-hmm. I mean, Peter did a great job on the architecture, the design
yeah.
of things. You know, I mean, everything is really – so I'm out there nurturing it. But I had some trouble. I had a new AT&T line. We had a new AT&T line laid out. And, of course, they wanted to come and trench it. And I was like, no. It's okay. After you broke a couple of sprinkler heads, just go. I can do this. So I've been out there trenching this line.
Whoa, I'm impressed.
I know. That is hard work in this clay.
It is.
And it really, now I understand when you, the Home Show Garden Pros, talk about the clay and how we need to amend it when we're planting things.
It's true.
So, you know, I really understand that. And I've been doing my amendments also.
Yes.
Now, you know that I've sort of taken over some duties at my parents' house.
Yes, you have.
Now, I got a bill back in November.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked. They were using a service. I'm not going to say who it was because there are lots of them out there, but it was crazy the amount of money they were spending. So when we have people say, oh, it's expensive to go organic, I'm going to have to object. Because so we canceled that. And now I've been doing MicroLife, and just yesterday I did the remineralizer because mm-hmm. they're you can see through the grass and you can see how hard it is.
Yes.
And so am I doing the right thing?
Oh, yeah. Plus the humates, of course.
That's what I did first.
Yes.
Actually, about a month ago, I got some help with that from their lawn guy.
And Mohai.
I need to remind him.
Because the weeds are, you know, they're busy reproducing like everything else is in the spring.
Okay.
So when you mow high, you cut off the seed heads.
That's right.
Before they have a chance to make seeds, babies.
Right.
And it also gives the grass a chance to outcompete with the weeds.
Yeah. But, you know, being on the show with all the Home Show Garden Pro experts, mm-hmm. and I've learned so much about the soil, and I'll walk by and I'm like, oh my gosh, that soil looks horrible. They need some humates. So anyway, I'm doing that for their lawn, and I'm excited that the chemicals, we're not going to be using that anymore. I'm excited about saving them some money, and I'm excited about seeing the results.
That's not good for them either.
Yeah. So I'm like, I can't wait because there are some very specific areas that really need some help. So I'll follow up with you and let you know how I'm doing. But
that's good.
I was kind of proud of myself yesterday. I did that all by myself, and it's really not, you know, I got that bag out there and it didn't take that long.
So you were the crazy lady out in the neighborhood tossing dirt in the air. That
was
you.
I was. The remineralizer. How do you describe it? You say throw it out like chicken seed or chicken?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just toss it.
Yeah. I just toss it. And my hands were filthy and it felt so good.
And, even if it's not evenly spread out, the roots are going to find it.
Yeah.
They're going to know. Because the soil web, as John Ferguson talks about, the fungus is going to tell the plants where to go to find what they need.
Right. So I'm excited. And what I also like about MicroLife and the remineralizer or any of the products that we talk about, one, it's safe. And then, you know, I don't have to worry about, oh, okay, don't put this near that plant or don't put this near this bush or tree. Or they all like it.
They do, and it smells good, too. It doesn't smell bad. Right. I mean, I can tell. I can walk outside in the neighborhood, and I know somebody's been using Malathion. I can smell it. I know it.
Really?
Yes. Somebody is really liberal with it. I don't know who it is.
Uh-oh. And that's the bad stuff.
That's one of those chemicals. It's really not good. It's
okay. They've been spraying it on the lawn or something.
Mm-hmm. For bugs.
Yeah. So we get lots of questions and calls and about, you know, okay, how can I switch over? And I'm literally doing that with a lawn, and I'm excited to see how it goes. So
really, and it takes time, but
right.
It all gets better eventually.
Right, right. So I'm excited about that. Anyway, I just wanted to share that with you and encourage, you know, our friends
listeners
out there, you know, who are making, you know, switching over from one type to another or really want to go organic or just having soil or weed problems. That's the way
to go. It just makes a difference. It really does. You'll have less diseases, less insects.
Right.
Speaking of insects, I had more of one insect. Even with the winter that we had, I had ladybugs. And they were busily doing the ladybug thing, which is eating pests.
Yeah.
I had a little bit of aphids show up on a plant, and there were the ladybugs taking care of it.
Oh, good for them. I did see early ladybugs.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great.
That's a sign that you're doing a good job.
Oh, good. And earthworms.
Earthworms,
I've seen a lot of those in my digging. Well, you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros, and Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy is your Home Show Garden Pro expert this morning. You have also heard from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center, which is north, and that was John Ferguson last week. And you've heard from Plants for All Seasons with Sherry Hara and Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, which is south in the Richmond-Rosenberg area, and Spring Gardens Nursery, which is up in spring, obviously. And you've heard from Isaac, and he's going to be with us next week. But this morning we have Anita, and you can call her at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we'll return after this.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscaper's Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced, all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscaper's Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals. So grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can call Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Garden. She is here this morning. She's not having to get the shop ready.
No.
I guess you've got other folks who are getting it ready for the sip and stroll this afternoon.
But
this
I will be there, and yes. I'll be there with something special. I have been making succulent wreaths. So I'm
really?
Going to bring them down to have available for people. Yes.
That is really nice. I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
Charlie and I are going to come down and visit and come across and visit, and that's going to be fun. So that's tonight, the Sip and Stroll at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens from
6:30 to 8:30.
Wonderful.
Yeah. We close officially at 6 o'clock, give us a half hour to set up, and then we open up again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nice event. I love all of your gatherings. Well, Anita, you have got Jim on the line who wants to talk to you. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
What do you have for Anita?
Does anybody in Harris County or environs have access to swamp milkweed?
I think John Ferguson does, doesn't he?
Ah, well, it'd be worth a call, that's for
yes,
sure.
Yes, and that milkweed. is Nature's Way.
Nature's Way Resources.
Yes. Because I think I remember listening to the show and he was saying that they got a hold of that.
Of
it's not easy to grow. I've not been successful at it, but go for it. Never know.
Yeah, I live down in Pasadena, and you know, we've got kind of unstable soil down here. You know, mostly clay.
Yeah.
And so I've read online and everything that it's they enjoy. You know, soggy ground and, you know, et cetera.
Hence the name.
Yeah, right. And so I've got the other, I've planted four plants about 2 years ago and everything. And from all the seeds and everything scattered across my yard.
Yeah.
I've got volunteers all over the place. The Mexican milkweed and the, I think they call it the tall milkweed or something like that. But, I wanted to add the swamp milkweed to my yard and everything like that, and then maybe harvest the seed for next spring or something.
Yeah, do it yourself. That's wonderful. Well, I would give Nature's Way Resources a call and find out about that because I do remember, and I think it was John who was talking about it. So. Give him a call and find out if they have it. You know, that'll save you a trip, or at least maybe you'll know when he's going to have some more in.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for the information.
All right. Thank you. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And Anita, it's a beautiful morning after the rain. Now, I think there's more rain coming, but I am thrilled about the rain because when you... After I spread that remineralizer, this is just what I needed, isn't it?
Yeah, not only that, but after it rains is a good time to put down a pre-emergent herbicide.
Ooh.
Because the rain's going to stimulate weeds to germinate.
Yeah.
So put that down too. And then, of course, always after a rain, not always, but it's a great time to put out the MicroLife.
Yes.
Which, you know, Mike Sarant's going to be at our sipping shop tonight.
Yes.
Yes.
The expert on MicroLife.
Yes. And always such a gentleman and a sweet man.
Yeah. So not only do you get to enjoy your evening out at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, but you get to learn things.
Yeah. There are a whole bunch of other experts, heirloom soils.
Yeah.
I think
Mike Sarant, there's a gal out there, not Shelby. I don't have your flyer in front of me, but there is a lot going on at Nelson Nursery and Water Garden. So it's a fun evening. But like we said, there'll be some snacks and some wandering. And, you know, it's just a great time to be together and, you know, make your to-do list even. Get some new ideas. So join us this evening at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And we are taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we'll return after this.
Child, we need to chat. I've noticed you're not taking care of your things. I want you to have the best, but you need to do better. So before you run off, let's clean up this mess together and make a happy, healthy home for you and our children.
Will you answer Mother Nature's call? Make a positive difference. Support Earth and our future. Give your time or gifts to OBA, the Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance, at ohbaonline.org.
Think your old patio set needs replacing? New ones are pricey. Good thing Houston Powder Coaters give old patio sets new life. They not only recoat your old set better than new, they repair welds and replace final straps and sling fabrics, plastic feet caps, and inserts. And that rusty hardware? Replaced with new stainless steel. Get better than new for less from the industry experts at Houston Powder Coaters. Schedule free pickup at HoustonPowderCoaters.com. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Building your lawn soil is a big deal. Water less, mow more. You'll see fewer weeds with healthier soil. We keep you growing on Home Show Garden Pros.
What is going on in your garden and landscaping and your lawn? What's it looking like? Like Anita said, this might be a good time to put some pre-emergent down.
Yep.
I've put MicroLife and my remineralizer down because I think I've got the weeds sort of under control. And thank you so much for the reminder about lifting my blade on the lawnmower. Yeah. Whether you do it yourself or you have someone else do it, because we don't want to cut our St. Augustine too short.
Not at all. They don't like it.
Okay. All right. So keep it higher. So those are some good little reminders. And Anita, you've got some people lining up to chat with you. Good morning, Robert. What do you have for Anita?
Yes. I had a couple of willow trees. And last year, the heat, drought, and stuff, it started at the end of the year, it started turning, the leaves started dying. So I noticed them. So I ended up having to cut it down about a month ago, because it was completely dead. And now on my other willow tree, the top of it, I can see that some of the leaves are dying and some of the limbs. So I don't know if it's got some bugs in there or what I need to do to try to preserve this, because I can see the dead limbs and the leaves turn brown on half of it.
I love me a good willow tree, but it's a short-lived tree, 10 years maybe.
Oh.
Even in its native habitat, okay. It is not going to live long. Huh. But it is the best tree, especially for children. And
yeah, that's why I planted them, and they're about seven, eight years old right now.
If you're seeing that much damage, and after this freeze, I'd chop it down, just plant another one.
I was hoping not to hear that, but
yes.
That's what I've been looking at, and I'm like, oh, it's going down.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I didn't realize they had such a short lifespan.
Yeah, they're not a long-lived tree. Yeah. Okay. They're a fast-growing tree, and that's often true of fast-growing trees.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that they had a small fan.
Yeah, even up north where I came from, they're not going to live long. And okay. It's more of more where they're native from than here.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've been through a lot. I mean, you know, Robert, we've had those two freezes in the last few years. Yeah. So I don't know, Anita, does that have an effect on their length of life?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. And, well, the drought, I think, was even worse on all plants last year.
That's true.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. That's when the one started to turn brown at the end of the summer. And then I noticed it, and I called probably about 3 weeks ago, and I checked it, and, yeah, it was completely gone, so I ended up cutting it down. So also I had a question about the lawn. I keep hearing you talk about the MicroLife.
Mm-hmm.
That's good for the weeds and stuff also.
It doesn't kill weeds. It just makes the grass so strong weeds can't grow.
Okay.
So what
my landscaper, mm-hmm. he's always cutting my St. Augustine alone, so I've been listening to y'all tell them, hey, I need to keep it 4 inches.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
oh, absolutely. You would not believe my neighbor across the street. They mowed their lawn properly. It was the luscious, most beautiful lawn you ever saw. They sold their house, and the people came in and scalped that lawn. And it's terrible. It's not going to recover.
Yeah. So on the MicroLife, tell me if I'm wrong, Anita.
Mm-hmm.
So the MicroLife, like she said, is nurturing your soil.
Yes.
And once that soil gets healthy, it's going to grow your grass better. And then the St. Augustine actually is strong enough to kind of choke out the weeds.
Yes, it's quite a tough grass once the conditions get the way it likes it.
Okay. Yeah. So we always talk a lot here about nurturing the soil.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it starts. And MicroLife's a good start. Nature's Way Resources has the remineralizer. If your lawn hasn't, you know, been taken care of for a while, it may need some more micronutrients.
Mm-hmm.
And none of these are, they're all safe. Yes. So they're not going to burn or hurt your lawn or your landscaping.
Or your hands.
Or your hands.
Robert, I thought of one more thing to ask you about. An arborist told me a long time ago, when a tree dies and the leaves turn brown and stay on the tree, it's for sure not going to make it. So is that what's happening with your willow?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, chop, take it. You need to take it down. And he also said that it's more dangerous to take down a tree when it's like that. So, yeah, the sooner the better.
Oh, yeah, because of the winds and stuff. And I let the one I cut down, I left it for a while. And like I said, once I started cutting into it, I didn't know it was that dead, you know.
Yeah.
I knew it was. I was just hoping and praying it wouldn't, because I, like I said, when I planted them in remembrance of a couple of some people, you know, and I'm
yes.
like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
So, okay, well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Sure All right. thing. Good luck with that. Thanks for the
All
call.
Right,
and I hope he jumps on that MicroLife bandwagon, because that'll do lots of good for that lawn and the soil. I think it's easier, you know, rather than being on a strict chemical schedule.
I keep bringing up smells, but I cannot tolerate the smell of most of the herbicides and pesticides that we use.
Yeah, and they're long-lasting, unfortunately, and leach into all sorts of different areas. So we love the organics, and I just think it's easier. And
I agree.
And it gives you results that you can really see.
But the key is patience is really important.
Right. It is. It is. I mean, this is like a little experiment in your own yard.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give us a call. And Anita Nelson is here from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And when we return, we'll talk with Debbie and Ryan.
Whatever the weather, seasons come and go. Your one constant riddle is helping things grow. Confounding as gardening may be without reason, thank goodness there's help at Plants for All Seasons. Experience gained over their three generations brings a happy ending to gardening consternation. From annuals and perennials to veggies, herbs, and trees, get the tools, tips, and help needed. No need to say please. Find it all on Highway 249, just north of Louetta. Plants for All Seasons, because there's no place that's better.
Can you come out to play in your empty garden?
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Can you come out to play?
And happy gardening on this Saturday morning. It's nice and moist out there. A perfect time to plant new plants and get those in the ground. I mean, the ground will be nice and happy.
And pull weeds, because the soil's going to be soft.
It's satisfying to pull weeds now when it's raining.
Yes.
Or, you know, after the rain, because you get the whole root out. And you think, yay, I've taken you out of there. Well, Anita, we have got, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We have got Debbie on the line. Good morning, Debbie. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. What do you have for Anita?
Well, first, a comment and then a question.
Uh-huh.
The marsh milkweed was available at John's last summer. I don't know about now, but I have to comment that was the first milkweed to come back early spring. I had 3 stalks on it last year when I planted it, and now I have 7.
Oh, wow.
Debbie, and I want to know your secret, because I've not been successful growing it. I need to know.
Well,
what did you cut it back or what did you do?
I didn't cut it back until it was completely dead. It does seem to die early in the fall, like late August. There's not a whole lot left to it, I would say. Maybe September. I don't remember. I didn't do anything special to it. I did put a wire circle around it. I'm not sure what kind of fencing this is called, but it's a rectangular square with thin wires.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I made a ring around it to hold the stalks up, because they do flop over in wind and heavy rain.
And did you do anything to the soil?
Not a whole lot. We have heavy clay. I'm here in Spring, south of Old Town. Heavy clay, and I did put in some, I don't remember, it might have been landscaper's mix, and then I probably put down some leaf mold compost and the usual fertilizer, feedings.
You're doing all the right things. That's great.
Yes, and it's not the favorite. When Mexican milkweed is up and going, the monarchs will go to it first. If it's the first thing up in the spring, which it was, the early monarchs will go to the marsh milkweed, and I have several caterpillars on it.
Oh, that's great. Thanks for that information. So, Anita, there's your challenge.
And some days you'll see me out with two bug killer wands, nets, and attacking the red wasp.
Oh, yeah.
My caterpillars going.
Yeah. Right. Right. It's sort of the circle of life that we have to deal with.
Oh, but I know.
Oh, okay. Well, do you have a question for Anita?
I do. It's about my... It's a large salvia, dark purple, and I don't remember the exact name, but it's large, and dark purple blooms on it. I had one stalk of it that was wilting every day, and then overnight it would recover, and then that spread to the next one. Now, my husband did some research about what it might be. I thought bugs first. But he found out that root rot could be going on, and to pull the mulch away from the base. So I got most of the mulch out away towards the drip line. But I still have a piece of, I don't know if that's flagstone or what, but I put a walkway through my garden. And it is a little bit close. Is it, and it seems to have recovered a bit since I pulled the mulch away. So is it most likely that it is the root mold?
I think so.
And could humates help?
Rid of it completely? Humates can't hurt. And if it's root rot, is it a wet soil?
I wouldn't say so, no.
But you said you're in clay, though, so could that be bothering?
Yes, and it was amended, and I did put all that stuff in the base, you know, the fertilizer and the leaf mold in the bottom of the hole. So it's very healthy. It's like 3 feet tall.
Interesting.
And it's got blooms on it.
Well, you know, there's some native plants, like the American Beauty Bush. Once summer hits, it'll wilt every single day, but it won't die. You know, in the afternoon, right. It'll all be wilted.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, but like Anita mentioned, you know, that the humates would be fine. You know, it's not going to hurt it. You know, if you're worried about maybe the clay, it'll help loosen that up a little bit.
Yes, and it could be you could have made your... I don't know. There's some places where the clay is so stiff, hard, full. You could dig a square hole in your yard, and it'll stay that way for a decade.
Oh, my God.
Is it that type of clay that you have?
I would say yes.
Oh, wow. Like
well,
cement.
Then you may have a bowl. And so the humates are only going to help break up that clay. But when you dug your hole, a lot of times if you do smooth sides – you've created a little clay bowl that will hold water longer than it normally would.
Okay.
Does that sound like something that could have happened?
It could have, but why would that affect only one stalk and then two stalks on the plant?
Yeah.
And the low end, where the water would stay deepest longest, the low end of the plant has stayed healthy.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, like Anita was talking about the beauty bush, does sort of the same thing in the wilting in the afternoons and comes back. And especially if it's blooming, it sounds like you're doing – I love the salvias. They're very pretty.
Oh,
so I would try what Anita suggested with the humates.
Okay.
Should she watch the watering maybe?
Right. Absolutely watch the watering. They don't like a lot of water.
I have yeah. them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and as far as American Beautyberry, I have noticed that at times, but it's usually when it's really dry and hot.
Yes.
That's when I notice that wilting.
Yes.
So
but
I give it a
back.
Good dose of
yeah,
water.
Yeah, but my point is that it survives that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah. And yeah. this has, it seems to have come back some. I just was curious so mm-hmm. I can fight it in the future.
Yeah. Yes. Well, it sounds like you're on the right track.
Okay. Oh, and right. I planted my asparagus, and it's loving it in the ground.
Oh, good. good. Well,
I
enjoy
have so
it.
Many stalks. Well, next year or the one after, if I live that long.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Well, thanks for the question and for your wins. We love hearing about that. Thanks,
yeah,
Debbie.
So good luck with the marsh milkweed.
Yes, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, thanks for that hint.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Have
Bye-bye.
A good Saturday. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are going to return with Ryan and Brian right after this.
Hi. My name is Scott McGrath, and I am the chief bug killer at McGrath Pest Control. In the Bible, you will often hear the story about Noah's Ark and how all of the creatures of the world loaded up on his boat in boy-girl pairs while the rest of the world flooded. Well, if that had been the story of Scott McGrath's Ark, I would have went into the section of the boat with all the insects and taken a flamethrower to it. But since I was not on that boat, our world is riddled with nuisance pests, and I've made it my mission to play the world's biggest game of catch-up. Visit McGrathPestControl.com. For a good time, follow me on Twitter at McGrath Pest. Thank you.
Bring enchantment to your garden. Whether you're an expert or a novice, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden's talented staff helps you bring magic to your garden. No matter what the season, find seeds and trees, herbs and veggies, annuals and perennials, succulents and cacti, bulbs and even shrubs. Everything needed to give your garden enchantment. Bring the family. Experience all that's growing and waiting for you at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359 in Richmond.
Start planning ahead with your perennial flowers. A slight pruning will lead to loads of consistent May flowers. Now, back to loads of information with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, gardeners. This is Shelby with Nature's Way Resources, and I just wanted to let you guys know that we have a surplus of fungal compost. And what is fungal compost? Well, it's not mushroom compost. Our fungal compost is rich in beneficial mycorrhizal fungi, screened to a fine uniform texture, and it's great for flowers, trees, and shrubs. We have an incredible excess of this, and we need room for more material. So that's why we're offering it to you at a discounted price. Every Friday is Fungal Friday, and that means 10% off of fungal compost bags and 20% off of fungal compost in bulk. We'll be running this special until our supply clears out, so come on out this Friday and stock up on your quality compost. And don't forget to stop by the nursery and check out our new fruit trees and seasonal vegetables. Take I-45 to 1488, go east right over the railroad tracks, turn right, and you'll run right into us. Nature's Way Resources, Soil and Garden Center. And now more answers to your gardening questions with Sandy and Anita.
And thanks, Shelby. We are all about quality here at the Home Show Garden Pros. So I loved hearing about what they've got going on at Nature's Way Resources. So if you have got, say you've already started your spring gardening or it's still on your list, this is the perfect time to add MicroLife, whether you've already planted your new plants or you're just about to. It's a great way to boost your landscaping and your lawn. You can do it this week. It's easy. It's quick. I've already done my one bag of MicroLife in my lawn and landscaping, and it took no time at all. So now is the time to prepare with MicroLife fertilizers. They will fortify your soils, your lawn, and your landscaping. A great way to start is the MicroLife Humates Plus. It's the 004. It's concentrated compost. It's the one in the purple bag. You can also get great results with your MicroLife All-Purpose 624. You hear us talking about that all the time. And what I love is the MicroLife Seaweed. That is a liquid fertilizer, and that is an instant vitamin and mineral stimulator. I'm telling you, when I spray that on my plants and lawn, the next morning, they are just green and perky and happy. You really can see results with that. So give your soil and plants a powerful nutritional boost with MicroLife. MicroLife makes your yard kid-friendly since 1988. They've been around a long time. So no matter what your maturity of your lawn is or your landscaping duties, MicroLife is the product for you. Look for MicroLife at your favorite garden center. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Hi, everybody. We're talking dirt on Sports Pros Radio. Sports Radio, 610 AM. Call us at 281-833-3333. We have a call. Mm-hmm. Ryan, what can we do for you today?
Yes, good morning. I'm having a problem with dichondra growing in my lawn, and I just applied the AgriLife crabgrass killer a couple of days ago. I didn't know if you think that's going to work or if I need to try something else.
Dichondra grows, is that the one that grows when it's really wet? No, that's dollarweed. I would do our usual protocols that we've always done, which is, do you have St. Augustine?
Yes.
By making your soil healthier, using the organic fertilizers that we recommend on the show, eventually that St. Augustine is going to crowd out and kill off the dichondra.
Is it in a low area? Is it in a dry area? What is it? What's it looking like?
It's not necessarily a low area. No, it's just like one side of the side of my yard that's up against my house where my landscaping is. It just kind of started growing along the border of the landscaping. Now it's just growing out into the rest of the lawn.
Yeah. Well, I know I do exactly what Anita says. I nurture my soil so that my St. Augustine can choke that out. But I still have areas that are sort of susceptible, and it seems like some of my areas where the landscaping maybe is shading the, you know, the grass a little bit more, or it's a little bit more moist, maybe not low, but a little bit more moist.
I think next to the house is probably where water is sticking around longer because it does like to grow in moist soils.
Okay.
Yeah, and it spreads by, you know, underground roots, so is there any way you can dry out that soil right next to the house? Get it, make it drier, raise it up? Is there anything you can do?
Yeah, I can just adjust the sprinklers to see if it'll reduce the amount of water going on there.
Yeah.
And I have been applying the MicroLife. I just did the 624 a little while ago.
Excellent.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah, so maybe look at that area like Anita's suggesting, you know, raise it up just a little bit. But Anita, now's a good time. He could get down there and pull some of it, right? After the rain, it's easier to get some of it.
Yeah, but that one is not the same as pulling up a plant with a tap root
because
you pull it up and you'll leave another piece with a root on it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a lot harder.
And it's just going
to pull something like that up.
All right, so we're going to go back to the taking care of the soil.
Yes.
And then if it's a low area or too moist. Does that help?
Yes, that does. I'll give that a try.
Great.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks for the call. And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give us a call at 281-833-3333. Anita is here answering questions from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. And we have Brian on the line. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
What do you have for Anita?
Well, I've got two big oak trees in my front yard that I had pruned probably 3 years ago. So I've got very open, so there's a lot of sun getting to the lawn there. But my lawn by those trees, and it's got a little bit of slope going down to the sidewalk. It's just not catching on at all. It's very sparse. The St. Augustine's very sparse. In that area, too, also have a lot of mushrooms that pop up from time to time. So I don't know if there's something I need to do to the soil to help it out or kind of a loss.
Are there the roots showing, the roots of the
St. Augustine?
No, the oak.
Oh, of
yes. Yeah, there are some roots of the St. Augustine showing, yes.
Yes, and that the roots aren't coming up. The soil is going down. You're losing soil, obviously, because it's the sloped soil. So the best thing you can do is to bring in some, just an inch of the Nature's Way compost at a time. if there's any way you can make it stay there and not get washed away by the rain so that the soil can build back up around those roots. And then St. Augustine's going to have an easier time growing there. But St. Augustine, it's a tough place for it to grow underneath an oak tree. So you may want to use that traditional way of handling it, which is planting the Asiatic jasmine underneath of an oak tree.
Yeah.
Because you can mow that every once a year,
mm-hmm.
and keep it under control.
And it spreads pretty quickly. That is a good option.
Yeah.
So you can build up that soil with the Nature's Way compost, mm-hmm. but you're kind of going to have to do it in phases because it's so nice and thin, you don't want it to wash away.
Well, not only that, it's a stressful on a tree to put more than an inch around its root zone.
Oh, so okay. Because
you can smother a plant doing that.
If I came in and put just sod on, would that be too much?
I don't know, maybe, but if I put sod down, I'd put down the compost first.
Right.
And even some microloaf as well.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember actually.
Is there any special microloaf I need to put down or?
No, the 624 is fine.
624, okay.
Mm-hmm. But do that and compost and then your sod.
Yes.
And that'll really help the soil and it'll help the sod grow also.
Yes. And Sherry at Plants for All Seasons, they sell plugs of St. Augustine that is more shade tolerant. I forget the name of it.
Oh, yes.
So give them a call. They might be able to help you with a proper type of variety of St. Augustine that'll work well for your situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where was that again? You had it?
Plants for All Seasons.
Okay.
Up off of 249.
249.
And exit Louetta. It's Plants for All Seasons.
Okay.
And they're plugs. It's not sod. It's plugs, which.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if I do put sod down and I go ahead and put the compost first, how long should I wait before I put sod down?
Oh, right away. You can put.
Oh, right away?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Compost is not toxic to the roots of the sod.
Right. So compost, microlife, sod.
Mm-hmm.
And then get it. Okay. Should he water it in?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, water it in. Make
Although
sure
maybe not. Maybe not now. If it doesn't now, we just had the rain.
Yeah, if you're doing it today, that would be good timing.
Although it can stay amazingly dry underneath of a tree.
Yeah.
So, yeah, check that soil first.
Right.
Is there anything to do with the mushrooms coming up? Is there anything that's causing that I should be worried about? Or
no, it's just a moist. The soil's, I don't know. I don't really worry too much about mushrooms.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I get those under one of my oak trees, too. Only one of them, so it's an odd thing, but it doesn't bother me. Yeah.
Yeah, it comes up, but I've got one on the side and the two in the front, and the one on the two in the front get it, and the one on the side doesn't. Yeah. So.
And the mushrooms are the fruiting structure of the fungus. The fungus underneath the ground, you know, that's what's important for the whole soil food web. So.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Good point. Yeah. Yes, thanks
for
that.
Good.
Well, thank you for your call, Brian. Does that help?
Yes, ma'am. I do appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for listening. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. She is here in the studio. Give her a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we'll return with Frank after this.
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rose Sharon. Online at siennamulch.com.
And the leaves that are green turn to brown.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. This is Isaac Smith from Spring Garden Nursery. It's a great weekend to start planting. We've got 1 gallon veggies. We've got fruit trees. We've got citrus trees. We've got indoor plants. We've got succulents, hanging baskets, garden boxes. We've got herbs, privacy hedges, crepe myrtles, vitex, bottle brush, Japanese blueberries, all the things that you need to start gardening. And don't forget, now is a great time to start fertilizing. Get that grass growing, get the shrubs growing, and get the flowers flowering. We can help you out with pests, disease, fungus, anything that you have problems with. bring in your pictures. We'd help you out in any way that we can. As we're warming up a little bit, folks, we want to be watering maybe once a week, depends on the temperature. We've got some great fertilizer for your grass, for your shrubs. We've got a special blend of fertilizer to green up that grass to make it pretty lush and green. We've also got a fertilizer for your annuals, your perennials, to get those flowers really blooming. Come see us at Spring Gardens Nursery. We're located at 24201 Gosling Road, Spring, Texas, right behind Klein Oak High School. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros with Sandy and Nanita.
And thank you, Isaac, from Spring Garden Nursery. I love that location, and they are a new Home Show Garden Pro here on Sports Radio 610. I bought two cherry laurels from them, Anita.
I love cherry laurels.
Yes, and I needed some help planting them, and Peter and I have a video about that tree.
Excellent.
Yes. Excellent. So you can go to Home Show Garden Pros on homeshowgardenpros.com, and you can see the video on how to plant a tree, because really it's important about that.
You know, cherry laurels are native here.
Yes.
Which is always a good thing. And they are shiny. And when, after rain, the water droplets will stay on the leaves, and if the sun hits it, the whole tree looks like it's covered in jewels.
Aww.
It's amazing. It's
well,
an amazing
I'm excited.
Well, and it's named cherry laurel because if you take a leaf and crush it,
uh-huh,
it smells like cherries.
Ooh.
It doesn't make cherries, by the way.
No, it doesn't make cherries, no. But they are beautiful.
They are a beautiful evergreen shrub.
Yes, and it's exactly. Evergreen and native. So
and native.
That's what I needed to cover up some mm-hmm. unsightlies behind me. So I got that at Spring Gardens, and Isaac helped me pick them out. And Peter from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens helped teach me how to give it a good start.
Give it a good start.
Yes.
I bet it involved Nature's Way compost.
It sure did. And some microlife
yep.
and some shale at the bottom of the mm-hmm. hole. Yes. So the whole three-step process. So check out the video. And Anita, you have got a line of callers here for
oh,
you.
Oh, boy.
You have got Frank. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. I'm going to be bringing in about 6 yards of dirt to level off some low spots as my pool slopes down to my fence line. So I'm probably going to end up covering about 300 or so feet of the grass. When I bring that in, do I need to completely cover or do I space the pieces of sod out?
Depends on how patient you are. And also, another thing is when you bring in dirt, put down a pre-emergent because that dirt's going to be full of weeds.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
I'm sorry. Put down a what?
Pre-emergent herbicide.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's going to be full of weeds. But, yeah, you can put out the squares of grass. But if we have a bad rain, it's going to wash away a lot of that soil. So, and you said it was a slope. If it wasn't a slope, I'd say go for it with the, that's how I've done it. I've mm-hmm. resodded my yard like that. But on a sloping area, I wouldn't do it because it can wash away a lot of all that expensive dirt you just bought.
Yeah.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, very good. Thank you very much.
You're
all
welcome.
Right. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
That is an issue. Some of the slopes. I mean, we don't have hills, but we do have sloping areas.
We do have slopes.
Yeah, and it's hard to get that St. Augustine to grab onto something because the something has just washed away,
mm-hmm.
which is the soil.
Yeah.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and she is taking your calls at 281-833-3333, and we'll return after this.
Did you hear? The Murphys got robbed.
Didn't they have a security system?
Yeah, with video.
Burglary is a crime of opportunity. If they can't get in, they move on. Fortify doors and windows with CrimSafe stainless steel security screens. CrimSafe patented security screens are custom made, professionally installed, providing the security of a burglar bar system without the ugly bars. Keep outside dangers outside. Protect your family and your home. Secure your free estimate. CrimSafeHouston.com.
Renting is hard. Bruce makes it easy. His Houston for Lease team knocks your landlord to-do list down to one thing. Bruce gets you qualified tenants. Bruce screens and manages your property. He provides 24-hour tenant service, and he inspects your properties every 90 days, all for one affordable fee with no surprise add-ons. Your one landlord to-do? Enjoy watching rent direct deposited to your bank. Renting is easy with Bruce and Houston for Lease. That's Houston, the number 4, lease.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And thank you for listening to Home Show Garden Pros and getting down in the dirt with us. We would love to hear about what's going on in your lawn and garden. What sort of projects do you have on your list? You have some questions for Anita? You have some wins that you need to tell us about? We'd love to hear it at 281-833-3333. And Anita, we've got Leslie on the line. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning. I recently retired, so I've kind of decided to try to take over yard stuff for myself. So I've a number of projects, but the one I'm calling in specifically today is I have an area just behind the house. It's boxed in on three sides. It's been a bed for like a plant bed for 20 years, and we've decided we want to switch it and make it into a water garden. So I was like, oh, perfect time. So my first question is, of course, we want to put out in pavers or something like that. But of course, it's built up the compost and soil over the years. So do I need to clear all of that out to get down to the hard packed stuff before I put down my pavers and my base?
No, you don't. And built up is good because you don't want rainwater flowing into the pond. So if it's a built up area, that's perfect. That's really good.
Well, you have called the right morning. You have got the water garden.
And then how much sunshine do you have in that spot?
That's just it. It faces west.
Good.
It's got house on three sides of it. It's just about 4 or 5 feet deep and about 9 feet across, and there's a big oak tree. So it gets mostly sun in the afternoons, a little dappled from the oak tree. Mm-hmm. But that was, you know, one of the things we were searching for. Well, what could we grow in there different that would look good with work with shade? And finally I said, you know, we should just put a water feature in there.
Yeah.
And then it's right next to the deck, and it'd be nice. The sound would be very soothing, et cetera.
Yes.
So
what are some first steps, Anita?
Well, first of all, assess how much sunlight you're getting, because that'll determine what kind of plant you're going to grow there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I really believe if you're going to have a deck to build it up, it's so much easier to build a pond up than it is to go down into the ground. It may not. First of all, a pond looks bigger when it's up higher, number one.
Oh, yeah.
Secondly, you can create perching areas where you can sit and lean over and feed the fish. So I would really think hard, and you don't have to dig, so I think long and hard about how high up off the ground area you're going to make it. Because over time, that's what I've really come to enjoy is a pond that's high up.
Nice.
And, of course, being an older person, I don't like getting down. So, yeah, that's great. That works out great. Then as far as the sunlight, I would also put in a gravel bog filter. We will not. My son Peter, who constructs ponds all the time, absolutely will not put in a pond without a bog gravel filter because it lowers your maintenance down so much. It's incredible. And it is nature's way of keeping a pond water clear. So, and we have how to do it on our website directions and everything.
Oh, really? Yeah. So go to Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, your website.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's a water gardens area that they go to.
It's called Nelson Know How.
Oh, there you go.
Your husband came up with that. And then the other thing is come visit our store because all of our ponds have the gravel bog filter and all different kind of figurations.
Give you ideas.
Yes, that'll give you an idea of how you want to make it work with the pond that you're going to build next to your deck.
And like I said, it's a very small area, and it's right up against the house. So you know, I can't go above the weep holes.
I guess not.
Yeah. Yeah, so there will be some digging involved, obviously, but the fact that I can leave that topsoil on there will help because it's, you know, it's built up quite a bit over the years. So,
how exciting!
And then, as far as, does it requires electricity, I assume, right?
It does.
Okay, so we would need to run an electrical outlet into that area then. So,
or indoor-outdoor extension cord works well, too.
Okay.
I mean, outdoors.
Well, very good. Well, that's good. And then I'll go on your website and take a look, and then we'll be in touch.
Yeah, well, go out and visit Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. It's out in Katy. I don't know where you are, but it'll be worth the visit because, like you say, you know, hearing that flowing water, when I go to Nelson's, I'm like, I can feel my blood pressure going down just walking around and hearing the water.
Well, so many people put in ponds that don't work.
And that's
why I really want you to come visit us because we'll steer you clear of some of the things that aren't going to work that you think are going to work.
Yeah. Right. Well, good. Okay. Well, thanks for the call.
I'm in Missouri City, so that won't be too far to come up.
Oh, good.
There.
Yeah.
Thanks, Anita.
You're welcome, Leslie.
Okay. Have a good afternoon.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.
That was a – she just hit the right morning.
Oh, she sure
and
did.
And I love it that she's got this project. I mean, that is super fun to go out there. And sometimes it can be overwhelming, but just take a project at a time, and it's all going to work out. It's super fun to be outside and digging in the dirt and adding new – you know, whether it's nurturing our butterflies and birds and bees or adding this water garden. What a fun adventure for her.
Mm-hmm.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give Anita a call at 281-833-3333. And when we return, we'll talk with Tony.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.